from Nashville, Tennessee, here's your Junior Grand Ole Opry. Yes, friends, it's your Junior Grand Ole Opry, the Opry amateur show for youngsters, brought to you by popular Goo Goo Candy Clusters, that delicious combination of crisp peanuts, pure milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and tender marshmallow. A truly nourishing lunch in one big, fine piece of candy. Our guest star this morning from the Grand Ole Opry is Carl Smith. And now, here's your Junior Opry Master of Ceremonies, Cousin Louie Buck.
Hi, kids, and welcome to the Junior Grand Ole Opry, the show that gives you youngsters a chance to do your stuff on the air and gives you listeners a chance to vote each week for your favorite kid performer. Now, you friends in our radio audience, listen carefully to the talented youngsters on our show today. Decide which is best and vote for your favorite. Vote by sending in his or her name on the back of a Goo Goo Cluster wrapper. Send as many votes as you wish, but each one must be written on the back of a Goo Goo candy wrapper or facsimile. Send those wrappers to the Junior Grand Ole Opry, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee, before midnight next Wednesday, so we can announce the results on next week's show. The two youngsters who get the most votes will reappear on the Junior Grand Ole Opry on Saturday, December the 19th, with the winners from other shows for a runoff contest to pick the final winner. Now, this lucky youngster, the final winner, will appear December the 26th on the Royal Crown Cola portion of the Grand Ole Opry itself, with those famous Grand Ole Opry stars Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys. Now, it's a new contest every 4 weeks, with a winner on the Opry itself every 4 weeks. Now, you good people in our radio audience, grab a pencil and get ready now to listen and to vote and give one of these youngsters a boost on the road to fame and fortune. Now, we're all ready to go, and here's our first contestant today, Lefty Jim Moore from Lewisburg. Let's make him welcome, boys and girls. Lefty Jim, how old are you, son?
13.
13 years old, and everybody in that part of Tennessee knows Lefty Jim Moore because he's been singing since how long?
About 6 years.
Well, a quick addition makes that about 7 years old when you started. Is that right? Something like that.
Yes,
what'd you say, 15 or 13?
13.
13, that's right. What do you want to sing for us, Jim?
Kalijah.
Lefty Jim Moore from Lewisburg, Tennessee. Now, you folks down there who want to vote for Lefty Jim Moore, be sure and listen and get his name right, and you want to listen to the other boys and girls on the show, too. Now, here's Lefty Jim Moore to start the ball rolling with Kalijah. Go to it, boy.
Romantic store, Kalijah. Sit there and never let it show. So she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday best and held an army hall. Committing more of beads and braids and hope someday a dog, Kalijah. Too stubborn to ever do a sign. The God's heart was made of 95. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he's missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old one you feel. Kalijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maiden with that gold black hair. Bye.
Jim sat down so quick, I didn't have a chance to tell him that Art Devine is handing him a great big box of Goo Goo candy clusters. Now, Jim, when you eat all that candy, you can write your own name on the back of it, and it's a vote on each one. Now, you folks down there in Lefty Jim's home county, now, I know you want to get behind that boy from Lewisburg and vote for him, and you folks anywhere can vote for Lefty Jim who wants to, but he's only contestant number one. Now, the way you vote is to write your favorite contestant's name on the back of a wrapper from a Goo Goo cluster and mail it to the Junior Grand Ole Opry, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. We want to get that understood to everybody. Our next contestant is a young lady from Nashville, a little shy little girl. Come on up here, Barbara. Barbara, stand right there in front of the microphone now and tell me your name.
Barbara Weinstein.
How old are you?
10.
10 years old, and what would you like to sing?
Your Cheating Heart.
Your Cheating Heart, fellas, as the cue, let's hear Barbara.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come.
Thank you, Barbara. That was Barbara Weinstein from Nashville. Come over here, Barbara. I got something for you. Get right up close to the microphone. Do you know what this is I have in the box there?
Goo-goo.
You said it. Goo-goos. And that whole box is for you, too, honey. Here you are. Isn't that fine?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for singing a lovely song for us. That was little Barbara Weinstein of Nashville. Now, you folks get that name in your mind because you'll be wanting to vote for your favorite contestant on the program. But right now, boys and girls everywhere, listen to what Art Devine has to say to you.
Friends, when you buy those Goo Goo candy clusters, you'll discover a taste treat that is also a truly nourishing lunch as well as an energy pickup. For real eating goodness, Goo Goo clusters are the candy supreme. When you open that wrapper, the rich aroma of pure milk chocolate tempts you to take that first bite right away. You'll taste those crisp, fresh peanuts. Then you'll bite into a creamy layer of soft, smooth, golden caramel. And then your teeth will sink into that tender white marshmallow. And you'll realize you never knew before how good a candy treat could be. It's nourishing for youngsters, too, for Goo Goo clusters contain vitamins A, B1, B2, C, D, E, and G, and other nerve-protecting, bone-building, growth-promoting elements necessary for healthy bodies, sound teeth, and sturdy bones. Recent scientific surveys prove that 1 out of every 4 children today lack sufficient energy-producing foods in their diets, a problem you can solve with a Goo Goo candy cluster, an energy pickup that rounds out your diet. Get a Goo Goo today. Remember, they're not only good, but good for you.
Well, thank you, Art Devine. And now our next contestant up here is an old-time fiddler. What's your name, son?
Wayne Lovett.
Wayne Lovett. Where are you from, Wayne?
I'm out down about Spring Hill.
Down about Spring Hill. How old are you?
I was 15, 23rd of September.
15 to 23rd of September. He's long and tall and slender and got him a real cowboy hat on, and they've got that fiddle under his arm. Wayne Lovett. Now, you folks get that name because you may want to vote for Wayne by writing his name on the back of a Goo Goo Cluster wrapper. Wayne, what tune would you like to fiddle for us?
We're going to try a little bit of Fire on the Mountain in the Key of A.
Fire on the Mountain in the Key of A. Let her go, boys. Here we go. That was Wayne Lovett from down Spring Hill, Tennessee, playing Fire in the Mountain. Now, you folks down around Spring Hill, if you want to vote for Wayne Lovett, why, it's L-O-V-E-T-T. Is that right, Wayne? Okay. You simply vote for him by writing his name on the back of a Goo Goo Candy Cluster wrapper and send it to the Junior Grand Ole Opry. And I forgot, give that boy one of those big boxes of Goo Goo Candy Clusters. He's really grinning. He's got something to eat all next week. I'll give you a little tip. You can vote for yourself if you want to. You can write your name on the back of all those wrappers. Now, let's see the Anglin twins. Two pretty little girls are coming up here. It's hard to believe they're twins because one of them's a little taller than the other, but they're both blondes. Which one of you twins is oldest?
With some age.
Oh, I thought I'd trick you that time. How old are you girls?
15.
Which one does the talking?
I do.
What's your name? Huh?
I do.
I know, but what's your name?
Annette.
Annette, and what's the other little girl?
Jeanette.
Jeanette. Annette and Jeanette Anglin, by the way, and that's spelled A-N-G-L-I-N. Girls, what would you like to sing for us?
I Forgot More.
I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know. Get away. Here's a big box of Goo Goo Candy Clusters for you girls, and we hope you're on your way toward stardom on the Grand Ole Opry. Thank you, girls, very much. That was the Anglin Twins, A-N-G-L-I-N, Anglin Twins, and you folks who'd like to vote for them for a possible appearance on the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night on the real Grand Ole Opry, write Anglin Twins on the back of a Goo Goo Candy Cluster and send it to the Junior Grand Ole Opry. Now, our next contestant is, I don't know whether I got his name or not. What is your name, son?
Carl Milton Smith.
Buffalo. Carl Smith. How about that,
boys and girls?
Where's my goo-goo candy bar?
Well, I just want to know if you could say goo-goo, and you can. Carl,
well, you sit over there and told me 5 minutes to be sure and say it.
Well, come to think of it, I did. And the only thing wrong with it, I should have told you 10 minutes. Carl, all the boys and girls and me and Ernie Newton are especially thrilled to have you here with us today. And we just want to know if you got a letter asking you to appear on this program.
No, but I got a telephone call.
All right, that's good.
All right?
Yeah. Carl isn't quite awake yet, boys and girls, but he's been watching you sing. What do you think of these boys and girls, Carl?
Well, they're good, Cousin Louie. I was sitting over there thinking a while ago about, I ain't going to tell my age, but about 14 years ago I was on a show just about like this one, except it wasn't hardly as big and on a little bit smaller station. Wasn't nobody listening, but I was on the radio.
And that's how you got started?
Yeah.
Now boys and girls, that's...
later.
Huh?
That and many pie suppers later.
Pie suppers later. Boys and girls, this goes to show you. Now, here's Carl Smith up here, and he got started on a program just like this. What would you like to sing for the boys and girls this morning, Carl?
I've got one that I've been hearing little boys and girls sing all around the country. You know, when we travel around, we see little boys and girls singing all the time, and it always does us good because some of these days, some of the fellas on the Grand Ole Opry ain't going to be young as they used to be, and they ain't going to be able to sing. Somebody's going to have to take their place.
You're right.
I've been trying it now for a pretty good while. I ain't doing too good, Mr. Staff, but I hope to stay around a while. Hey, Joe. Now, where'd you find that pearly girly? Where'd you get that jolly dolly? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Hey, Joe. Now she got skin as creamy, dreamy, eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I ain't no heel, but oh, buddy, let me tell you how I feel. Now she's a honey, she's a sugar pie, and I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe. Now we'll be friends till the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have it, dolly, for my own. Let's be buddy-duddy. Show me you're my palsy-wowsy and introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey, Joe. With that waiting, hesitating, let me at her. What's the matter? You're as slow as any Joe can be. Now come on, Joe. Let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. Now she's the cutest gal I've ever seen, and I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, now we'll be friends till the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have it, dolly, for my own.
All right. Thank you, Carl Smith. I'm not going to give you a whole box of Goo Goo candy clusters. I'm going to give you one, buddy, because you...
Thank you. I ain't had no breakfast.
You hadn't had any breakfast. Well, sir, I'll tell you what. He doesn't deserve a whole box, does he, boys and girls? Just give him one, and we just won't give him as many boys and girls. Let's get back to the boys and girls on the Junior Grand Ole Opry. Now, Carl Smith just told you, boys and girls, a minute ago that he started really in radio just exactly like this. So all of you have an opportunity. It's unlimited. If you work hard, then you, too, can become... a boy who comes up here sleepy and without any breakfast like Carl Smith. Well, we fed him anyway with a Goo Goo candy cluster. Our next contestant on the Junior Grand Ole Opry is Bernie Wing. Step up here, Bernie. Bernie is from Urbana, Illinois, from way up in Urbana, Illinois. Bernie, we're glad to have you visiting with us down here. How old are you?
14.
14 years old. And Bernie has a song here called Walking Behind You. He spelled his name W-I-N-G. Isn't that right, Bernie?
Correct.
And you folks who want to vote for Bernie, simply do so by writing his name on the back of a Goo Goo Candy Cluster wrapper. Mail it to the Junior Grand Ole Opry. Bernie, we're all anxious to hear you sing Walking Behind You.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I hear you promise to love and obey. Though things may go wrong, dear, and faith is in God, look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind. Maybe I'll kiss again with the love that's
fine. That was Bernie Wing, W-I-N-G, from Urbana, Illinois. Bernie, we're glad to have you down here with us on the Junior Grand Ole Opry, and here for you is a whole big box of Goo Goo Candy Clusters to take home with you. And we hope you'll remember us and that you'll tune us in every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you. Now, you boys and girls, or you folks at home there who'd like to vote for Bernie Wing as a contestant on the Junior Grand Ole Opry, I'm sure you understand how. You write his name on the back of a Goo Goo Candy Cluster and send it in to the Junior Grand Ole Opry. Our next contestant is Francis Lyles from Lyles, Tennessee. Francis, you've been on the program before, and really and truly, you're back here by request. We've had a lot of letters asking for you to come back, and before you leave our studios today, let me be sure and give you your fan mail outside. Francis, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. And Francis likes to sing, boys and girls, the old-fashioned, the old mountain ballad-type songs. Now, we've heard one of the modern ballads there sung by Bernie Wing. Now, here's Francis Lyles, L-Y-L-E-S, who's going to sing Pawn You, My Gold Watch and Chain.
Darling, how can I stay here without you? I have nothing to cheer my poor heart. This whole world would seem sad love without you. Tell me now that we're never to part. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. And I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. Oh, I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom. If you say that you love me again. How dark are the clouds up above me? I have nothing to cheer my poor heart. This whole world would seem sad love without you. Tell me now that we're never to part. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. And I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. Oh, upon you depart in my bosom, if you say that you love me again.
That's good.
Thank you, Francis. And here's a big box of Goo Goo Candy Clusters for you, Francis Lyles. Now, you folks would like to vote for Francis. It's L-Y-L-E-S. Send your votes to the Junior Grand Ole Opry, and you know how to vote. You know a Goo Goo Candy Cluster counts, wrappers counts as one vote. Now then, Art Devine has a word for us, and then we'll bring you our last contestant for today, Art.
Friends, do you know why Goo Goo Candy Clusters are always so good, so crisp and fresh? Well, for one thing, those peanuts are dry roasted. The usual method of roasting nuts is to boil them in oil, very much like French fried potatoes. The nuts are often cooked on the outside only, leaving the inside unroasted and soft. With dry roasting, the nuts are cooked all the way through. All the moisture is roasted out, so the nuts stay crisp and fresh. The same special care to ensure eating goodness for candy freshness is taken with Goo Goo's own special blend of rich, delicious milk chocolate. Soft, creamy golden caramel and tender marshmallow. It's not only a treat, but a nourishing diet balancer and energy pickup. A perfect lunch. Remember, Goo Goo, candy clusters are good, and they're good for you, Louie.
Thank you, Art. And now here's our last contestant, little Mike Roberts, the boy who plays the guitar a la Chester Atkins. Divine, give Mike Roberts over there a box of Goo Goo Candy Clusters for playing the St. Louis Blues. That was Mike Roberts. He lives here in Nashville. Now, right quick, pay attention, everybody. I want to read the names again and the songs they did today so you folks can vote at home there. Now, our first contestant was Lefty Jim Moore from down Lewisburg. He did Kalijah. Our next one, Barbara Weinstein of Nashville, singing Your Cheating Heart. Then came Wayne Lovett from down around Spring Hill, playing Fire in the Mountain on the fiddle. Then the Anglin Twins with I Forgot More Than You'll Ever Know. Don't vote for Carl Smith. Whatever you do, he's saying, hey, Joe, but don't vote for Carl. He doesn't get a vote. This is for boys and girls. Our next contestant was Bernie Wing, the young fella from Urbana, Illinois, who sang Walking Behind You. Then came Francis Lyles doing the old-timer, Pawn You My Gold Watch and Chain. And finally, Mike Roberts in the St. Louis Blues. Now, friends, get those votes in right away for your favorite kid performer on today's show. Write them on the backs of Goo Goo Candy Cluster wrappers. Send them before midnight Wednesday to the Junior Grand Ole Opry, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. And we just gave you the names of today's performers. Vote for your favorite. Send as many votes as you want to. Vote for one of those. You youngsters who are 16 years old or under who want to be on the Junior Grand Ole Opry, just write a letter to me, Louis Buck, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee. Tell me all about yourself, your name, address, your age, your musical specialty and experience. And that's all for now. So long, boys and girls.
You've just heard the Junior Grand Ole Opry, the Opry amateur show for youngsters, brought to you by the makers of Goo Goos, the famous candy clusters that are good and also good for you. Tune in the same time next week for the names of today's winners. And tune in every Saturday morning at 10 for the Junior Grand Ole Opry. So long, everybody. This is the Air Castle of the South.